BBC. LearningEnglish.com.
Hello, I'm Callum Robertson and this is London Life. On the banks of the River Thames at a place called Vauxhall, there's a very distinctive building. In the movies, this building is the home of James Bond. In real life, well, it's also the home of Britain's secret intelligence service. The new James Bond film, Casino Royale, is proving very successful at the box office. James Bond is an agent, a spy for the British Secret Service. He famously has a license to kill. But what is the job of a real Secret Service agent? Do they live as exciting and glamorous a life as James Bond does? And do they have a license to kill? Recently, the BBC's Colin Murray had the opportunity to interview two real Secret Service officers. Because of the job that they do, their identities remain secret and their voices have been electronically changed. Listen to one of the officers now, Officer A, and try to catch the following information. What is the common name of the organisation they work for, and what is the role of that organisation?
We're both officers of the Secret Intelligence Service, which most people know as MI6, and is indeed the organisation that James Bond is supposed to work for. And it's the organisation that collects secret intelligence overseas for the British government, which is, unlike the Security Service, MI5, which is responsible for domestic security in the UK.
Did you catch that information? They work for the Secret Intelligence Service, which is commonly known as MI6. Their job is to collect secret intelligence from overseas. In other words, they have to get secret information from foreign countries. Officers A and B are operational officers, and their job is to recruit sources, which means they get people to work for them and give them information. The officers explain a little bit more about their roles.
What we do is identify individuals who've got, who can provide the intelligence that we need. And our job is to establish a relationship with them and then to develop that relationship to the point where they are motivated to work with us and to help us.
It's basically about finding people and talking to them, communicating with them, and encouraging them to help us, really, to help the British government understand and mitigate the threats that we all face.
Their jobs are to encourage people to talk to them and give them information. For what reason? To help the government understand and mitigate threats. To understand and mitigate threats. This means they try to get information which will help the government stop attacks against the country.
BBC LearningEnglish.com.
We've heard what the real officers do, but what about how they do it? Do real MI6 officers have, like James Bond, a license to kill? Here's Officer A.
No, it's a complete myth.
No, they don't. It's a complete myth, he says. A complete myth. There's no truth in it at all. He goes on to explain more.
No, it's a complete myth. I'm sorry, it's good to be able to say that. I mean, the job of the service is to obtain intelligence to inform British government policy and to help prevent, for example, terrorist attacks. And in doing that, we work under UK law. And the work of the service is overseen both politically and legally. So there's absolutely no room in that for killing people.
Their work, he says, is overseen politically and legally. Politicians and lawyers make sure that what they do is within the law, and the law doesn't allow for killing people. So is there anything about the job that is like the film character James Bond's? What about other things like gadgets and people with letters for their job position? In the Bond films, the head of the service is known as M, and the man who provides all the gadgets is Q. Do they exist in reality?
We don't have an M, but we do have a C. That's what the chief of the service has been called since it was established back in 1909. And we also have a Q. Q HQ figure whose team is responsible for innovative technology and gimmicks and gadgets and things like that. We do use technology, and some of it's pretty cool.
So M is actually C, but Q does exist and is responsible for gadgets, some of which, he says, are pretty cool. Well, that's all from our short look into the lives of the real James Bonds. And why did MI6 allow two of their officers to be interviewed? Well, they're actually trying to recruit new members for the service. They even have a website, if you're interested.
BBC. LearningEnglish.com.